the Worship Leader Blog Podcast, empowering, instructing, and encouraging both on and off the stage.
Hey guys, it's Terry with theworshipleaderblog.com, and today we'll be talking about the importance of eye contact. You know, sometimes as worship leaders, it's easiest just to pick a spot at the back of the wall and to stare at that during a worship set, or just to scan the crowd, you know, to and fro, not really making eye contact, just general scanning the crowd. Sometimes that's easier to do than anything else. I know if you're like me, I'm an introvert, and sometimes it's just awkward and sometimes it's just uncomfortable to make eye contact with people, especially if you don't know them. That can be something that you have to push past. Well, today I'll be talking about why we should, as worship leaders, not be picking that spot on the back of the wall and not just be scanning the crowd generally and not making eye contact. We'll talk about the importance of making that eye contact. Now, as humans, there's something about us that just draws in when we don't feel a part of something. If you think about your first day at school before you made any friends, going to a new school, you walk into the class, you don't know anyone, no one says anything to you, immediately you draw in. You don't talk to anybody, you don't express yourself. Now, I'm speaking from my experience. I think most people are like this. Now, we have those very orange people that they're out and they're making the friends and they're the life of the party. But I know for most of the people that I know, generally when you don't know anyone, you tend to be a little more reserved than normal and you draw in more than normal. Well, the same thing goes in worship. And you know, there are some things we can do both spiritually and physically to draw people in during worship. There's spiritual things such as prayer, having your heart right with God, walking with Him, reading your word. That puts out the spiritual draw to the worship. And on the other side, there are some things we can do physically just to kind of make people feel more apart and feel more drawn in. And one of those things, which I'll be talking about today, is eye contact. This kind of goes unsaid, but you want to be smiling too, because if you're not smiling and you're making eye contact with somebody, that's just staring, and that can be kind of weird. And you don't want to be smiling during this worshipful song. You don't want to be the guy that's smiling and, hey, how are you? So got to find that balance when to smile and when not to smile. But eye contact is very important. One thing we must keep in mind, during a worship set, not everyone in a given moment will be engaged. You got some people, they'll be coming in to church late. They had to get people ready. They had to get their kids ready. They were doing their hair on the way to church. They were just trying to get ready, everything that they had to get there. And they come in and they're a few minutes late for church and they sit there and they haven't had time to pray that morning. And they haven't had time to spend time with God or be in their word. And they're there, and we need to create an atmosphere where they can get into the presence of God. Now, for these many people, we will be the first thing that they see. When they come in and we're worshiping and the music is going and we're getting hearts and minds drawn in and we're getting hearts and minds focused on God collectively, we'll be the first thing that they see. And we want to make sure we are engaging them and not just singing at them, but we are including them in the worship experience. And by making eye contact, that makes people feel a part, that makes people feel like they are in the place. They're not just a spectator, they are a part of the worship that's happening. So how does exactly eye contact and smiling, how does that help? What does that do? Okay, you're saying we need to do this, but what does it do? Well, first of all, it's inviting. It's very inviting to have someone look you in the eyes and smile at you while you're worshiping. That's the thing that is very inviting. If you walk into church and you're not really feeling it that morning and they're singing and you look at the person that's leading, they look at you and they smile while they're singing, you're like, hey, okay, I'm a part of this. I feel this. And that leads into the second thing. It's infectious. If you just think about walking down the street, this has nothing to do with spirituality at all. If you're just walking down the street and you make eye contact with somebody and they smile, it's infectious. You smile back. You feel that warmth. You feel that happiness. You feel that joy coming from them, and you smile yourself. So It's very infectious when you're smiling and you're leading worship and you're making eye contact with people. They know you're not just up there leading worship, but they know that you're engaged and you're engaging them. And it's infectious, and they begin to smile and they begin to sing and they begin to feel better and feel more like worshiping. The atmosphere for them to worship has been created spiritually because of the things that we do in our relationship with God. But now physically we're making that atmosphere better for them and more conducive for them to worship God, because now they feel the warmth, they feel the smile, they see the eye contact, and now it's easier physically for them to worship God. It also lets people know that they are in a safe place and they are in a place that you can worship. I mean, just think about it. When someone's smiling, when someone's making eye contact, it doesn't feel, for lack of a better word, shifty. You know that you're in a place where people are worshiping God and they're real, because they look at you and they can see what comes from you. They can see it in your eyes. They can see it in your smile. They can feel it from your spirit because you've been spending time with God. And so all of that runs full circle, and they know that they are in a place of worship and they're in a place of real, true worship. And also, it just makes people feel good. Smiling and making eye contact with people, it just makes them feel good. It compels people to worship. It compels them to come. It compels them to worship God, because if you're looking at somebody and they're just smiling, they're just glowing, and the music's going, it just makes you feel good. And like I said, it's infectious, and they may smile at their neighbor. And there you start this fire. It just spreads, all because you made eye contact and you smiled while you were worshiping. And you were truly engaged with people, and you truly had a heart that wanted people, that were concerned about people's worship experience. All right, guys, it's been a short one this week. Just wanted to kind of discuss a few of the reasons why it's important for us to make eye contact during worship, and not just to pick a spot on the back of the wall, or not just to ride through worship and be in our box. It's very important that we engage people spiritually, and we also need to engage them physically, because as being a worship leader, we want to make sure we make it conducive for them to worship God, an environment that's conducive for people to come into the presence of God. And we also want to be compelling. We want to compel people to worship God. And that is a great way to do it, making eye contact with people, letting them know that they are a part. They are a part of the community, letting them know that it is a joyful place, and they're not just there to spectate. You know, they're there to be involved. And that's a nonverbal cue. Those are nonverbal ways we can draw people in. So guys, I hope y'all enjoyed it this week. If you go over to the worshipleaderblog.com, I have an ebook. It's free to download. It talks about two ways to become a more effective worship leader. It goes a little more in depth than what I'm talking about here. Just gives some suggestions and some things that we can do spiritually, and also we can do physically while we're up there on stage to get people connected and get them plugged in. So guys, thank you for checking it out this week. And until next time, signing off.